We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. In the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM. Joe and Evan on the Fan. Joe and Evan on WFAN.
All right, 10:04 on The Fan, and a very good Thursday morning to you, the midday show. Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. We are home again because we are live in living color from Citi Field as the red-hot 5-1 Mets get ready to open their home season against one of our favorite teams, of course, you and I, the Washington Nationals. And we'll be here right till 1 o'clock, and then CMB, of course, will come your way. Dolph Kramer, Matt Casey back at the shop in Manhattan, and the great, the legendary, the man, the myth, the legend, the iconic Chris Majkowski to my left here, and of course Ernie Acosta as well. Bro, we are home again. We are at Citi Field. And there it is. I knew I'd forget. The ever mobile Black Bear Studio. We are live from it. It goes everywhere. It's in Manhattan. It's in the Bronx. It's in Queens. It's all over the place. The Black Bear Studio, the delicious, stupendous Black Bear Deli meats and cheeses, only at ShopRite. Bro, as I said before, we are home again.
I'm coming home.
Here we are.
It was very cool waking up this morning and knowing that, unlike the last 5 years, because my routine has been this. We go to the studios.
I know.
I usually say,
run here. Get here for the third inning.
Yeah, I say, turn off. Can I leave at 12:45? He says, come on, you got a show to do.
When are you going to go to the Met game?
I speed, which I never do, but I get in my car.
Never.
I speed to Citi Field. I missed the first three innings. And so today, that ain't the case.
Absolutely.
We're here. We're here in the building. And thanks to my dad, he deserves all the credit.
Your father's come to the game, right?
Of course. He hasn't missed an opening day since 1975.
God bless him, man.
And I haven't missed an opening day since 1989 when I was five.
Wow.
So this is going to be, I think, my 30th consecutive opening day or something like that. So thank you, Dad, for that. It's a holiday, damn it. It's opening day at Citi Field. And guess what, Joe? Guess what?
What's that?
The Mets are off to a pretty good start.
They really are. And they were last year, too. You know what? I just get a different feel for this team. And they come home 5-1. You got to be thrilled with that. And last night, Jacob DeGrom last night just showed you why he is. And I understand the Marlins lineup is nothing to get delirious about. Jacob DeGrom, the best pitcher in baseball, a dominant 3-hit, 7 innings, no runs, 14 strikeouts, a career high. You couldn't have been better than Jake was last night.
I remember all those times where I heard that Matt Harvey was the ace and Noah Syndergaard was the ace. Everybody's the ace but Jacob DeGrom. Jacob DeGrom may be the ace of baseball.
Yeah, I would agree.
Picked up right where he left off from last year. He tacks on a bomb of a home run, which was nice to see.
Yeah, that was a bomb, by the way.
He's striking out the world. I think of two playoff starts with Jacob DeGrom. When he dominates, I think of game one against the Dodgers when he pitched 7 innings and struck out 13 guys.
And then game five.
And I think of game five, which is the epitome of Jacob DeGrom battling, not having his best stuff, Terry Collins doing a brilliant job sticking with him, and him fighting and clawing his way through 6 innings. So when Jake dominates, I think of game one. When Jake battles, I think of game five. Yesterday was game one all over again. He's striking everybody out. And you're right that it's the Marlins, but for whatever reason, Jacob DeGrom, and SNY, of course, pointed this out last night. If you're a Met fan, you know
it. He's lost 6 times to them in his career.
Yeah, and a lot of those starts have been mediocre.
Right.
You know, not just bad luck. A lot of them has been bad luck, but some of it's been mediocre starts, and individual players on this Marlin team have had success against him, including Starlin Castro. Last night, He was utterly brilliant. He was taken out of the game, rightfully so. His pitch count was 115. I understand it. But even though the pitch count said that number, you felt as if Jacob deGrom could have gone nine innings and struck out the world. He was that locked in late in this game.
Oh, my God. I mean, in the seventh inning, I mean, he just blew away the three. I forget who the three hitters were. He blew them away. I mean, it wasn't even like they couldn't even foul a ball off on him. That's how tremendous he was as he struck out the side in the bottom of the seventh inning. What else can you say? I mean, right now he is as good as it gets. And I said this to you, bro. I said this as we look up at Tom Seaver's number up here over the stands in left field, that he is rapidly becoming the second best pitcher in the history of his franchise. He is on his way. He's on right now. He is on a course to go past Doc Gooden for that mantle.
Well, he's got to stay healthy.
Tom Izzo's here? Oh, my God.
Not the head coach, by the way.
No, not the Michigan
State head
coach.
Just want
to
specify.
Tom Izzo, he's
well,
everywhere.
People listening are probably thinking,
now,
Tom
they don't know
Izzo's
who Izzo
here.
Is. I'm stunned. I turn around and it's Izzo.
Well, because he has to film us.
Oh, my God.
Tom Izzo does a great job with digital. He does a bunch of videos, so I'm sure he's filming something from today.
I guess.
Jake's on his way. He won Rookie of the Year, the Forgotten About Rookie of the Year,
yep.
back in 2014.
Yep.
He's given you those classic postseason performances, minus a world championship. Not his fault that we did not pitch well in Game 2 against Kansas City. He's given you that historically dominant Cy Young season like a year ago. And now we're looking for two things. We're looking for him to continue to fortify himself as the best pitcher in baseball and to do something George Thomas Seaver and Doc Gooden did, and that's win a world championship.
No doubt.
Now, a lot
no
of
doubt.
It, of course, is dependent on his teammates.
Sure.
A ace starting pitcher can't do it by himself. But this series in Miami, this series in Washington, yeah, the Mets started 11-1 last year. And I think that all of us will have a little bit of skepticism, despite this team being different, because of the tease we got last year. Because as we sat here last year at 11-1, you can't say you weren't thinking, boy, this team could win the division.
But I'm very confident in making this statement. And I'm going to make this statement right here.
Go ahead.
Here we are at Citi Field, back in our home ballpark. Here's what I will say. That if they go 11-1 again this year, they're not going to finish under 500 this time. I'm very confident in making that statement, bro.
One of the differences, and there are differences, the youth of this team.
No doubt about it. No question.
And one guy I want to give credit to, and I was going to say this yesterday, and I forgot, and I'll say it today because it works exactly the same way. Ahmed Rosario has played in every Met game. He's played in six games. He's gotten one hit in every single game. Now, so his batting average doesn't jump out at you. But you are starting to see a guy taking pitches and drawing walks, which is nice to see. All right. Now, the walk he got yesterday was intentional, but nevertheless, I think he's drawn two other walks. And you're starting to see him show that pop the other way like he did in that triple and give you a little bit of consistency.
Yep.
You know, if a guy goes, it's funny, if a guy gets 250 for the season, you don't love it. But if a guy went 1-for-4 every single day the entire year, it's actually a pretty good year, even if the batting average says 250. So I love the fact that in every game the Mets have played on this road trip, he didn't have a three-hit day yet. Hopefully that'll come. He didn't have a two-hit day. But he's getting a hit every day. And yesterday he gave that two-out triple as the Mets gave you that two-out rally out of nowhere. Keon Broxton, who's off to a great start.
He is.
Rosario drives him in. You had Peter Alonso driving that double.
Just missed a home run. Hit the top of the ball, top of the wall in left field.
Very
just
close.
Missed. Yep.
You had Robinson Cano with a two-out RBI double.
Opposite field double for Robbie.
And you saw the Mets take advantage of some shoddy defense of the Marlins in the eighth inning, again occurring with two outs. Dom Smith getting the break of the bad hop.
Hit it hard, though, right? And, of course, it took, you know, just hitting that cutout or whatever you want to call it, almost like it was the AstroTurf days, right over Castro's head.
And I've spent a lot of time. You've spent a lot
Wilson
of time.
Wilson Ramos with a big pitch hit who hits nothing but line drives, by the way.
And I want to get to that because Gary Cohen and you before the show.
Yes,
made
I
a
did.
Comment how maybe you wouldn't have gone to Ramos.
Now, it worked out. He needed those two runs, as it turns out.
It turns out.
Right.
It's happening, I loved it because it was Mickey Callaway going for the jugular.
He did. But here's something they got to do, and I'm all for that. But you got to bring – you have another catcher up here. They need – if they're going to do that, Ramos is such a good hitter, and he's a guy that's had injury problems. So you got to – to me, you got to treat him a little bit with kid gloves because you don't want him going down. I think they need a third catcher up here.
Well,
I really do.
I think that would be nice, but with a 25-man roster, that's tough to do. You want Dom Smith in the minor leagues? And
isn't Guillaume up right now?
Yeah, but he's the only other guy who can play shortstop on this roster, unless you're confident about sticking Jeff McNeil over there.
I'd take my chances.
Okay. Look, I mean, that's,
I would take my chances. I really would.
We haven't seen Luis Guillerme this season, so he's not exactly playing a pivotal role of getting a lot of at-bats. I get it, though. When you've got a catcher that can hit like Wilson Ramos on days you sit him,
you
still want to be able to use his bat.
Without having to have him catch. Like last night when he had to catch the last two innings and then they got to, you know, he's got to get on. He's catching again today, I would assume. You know, and that's a very quick turnaround.
They have an off day tomorrow, though.
They do. But, you know, I do. He's a guy you really want to keep healthy. You got to treat him, you know, like I said, very, very gingerly.
No, and I get that. But I like the facts. See, I can compliment Mickey Callaway when I believe he deserves it.
Right.
I like the way he managed last night's game. I thought he went for the jugular, and then he went with his bullpen as far as it could go before he was forced to go to Edwin Diaz. So, obviously, taking Jake out after seven made sense. He was at 114 pitches.
Mm-hmm.
He tried to squeeze a second inning out of Luis Avalon and then realized, obviously, after the first three guys got on base in the ninth inning, okay, I got to take him out.
The thing
he goes
is,
to Gazelman. He tries to squeeze the three outs out of him.
Right.
And then when need be, unfortunately, had to go to Edwin Diaz. But that's because the guys couldn't get outs.
When guys like Avalon give you an inning without giving up a run, you got to get him out of the game. These guys, they never get it done like a guy like him, two innings in a row.
Yeah, but it's 6-0.
Look how quick that changed.
I understand.
And we're sitting there holding it by our fingernails saying, don't tell me.
So what would you have done?
The bullpen's going to blow another lead for Jake.
So what would you have done?
Six-run lead. I probably would have started the ninth with Gazelman.
Okay.
I mean, that's what I would have thought.
It's similar, but I think that.
But I just don't trust guys like that for two innings.
I don't trust him, but it's 6-0.
Yeah, and I get it.
And I thought he handled it the right way.
All right.
It's not like he let him face five hitters.
I'm not really knocking Mickey here. I'm just saying that's me. You
know? No, and I'm complimenting Mickey because I liked it.
Right.
As a fan, watch a game and you manage along. That's exactly what I would have done. I had an issue. We both had an issue with him going to Edwin Diaz with a 4-run lead the other day, and you end up wasting that bullet. Now, unfortunately, and it's not Callaway's fault, it's Avalon's fault, and it's Gazelman's fault.
Yep.
They couldn't get three outs between the two of them in that ninth inning. So he was forced to have to go to Edwin Diaz to get Curtis Granderson, and he did.
He did.
It's unfortunate he had to use that bullet in a 6-0 game going into the ninth inning, but he had to do it because his guys didn't get the job done, and those guys need to be better.
That's been, to me, so far, the biggest concern has been the bullpen outside of Diaz. I mean, Gazelman and Lugo have not pitched well. I mean, those two guys have not been good. What's his name? Avalon, whatever his name is. He's okay. Wilson has been all right. But that to me, has been the biggest concern so far. Familia's been all right. It has been the fact that specifically Lugo and Gazelman have not been good so far.
Well, you know whose cell phone is turned on right now? Craig Kimbrell, if you want to call him.
Hey, let's go.
I know that's not going to happen.
Well, he wouldn't be the closer here, though. That's the thing.
Well, the other thing you could do, and I know this won't happen either.
Sign Keuchel and put Vargas in a bullpen?
No, that's
I definitely want to see
not
that.
Not related to
I'm all over that.
But that's not related to fixing the bullpen or helping the bullpen. You could call up a team that has a lot of arms in their bullpen, and let's say they're decimated by injuries, especially in the infield, and you could offer them an infielder.
And who might that infielder be that we are so nicely
Todd Frazier.
Done. You know what? You convinced me.
And, Joe, I'll take any Yankee reliever back.
Right.
I don't even care who.
Just make sure he gets through his WWE bobblehead day
first. Of course. Of course.
Look at Ernie. Ernie, you want Todd Frazier back?
Todd Frazier. I'll take back Jonathan Holder.
Ernie's saying no.
No,
that would be an unequivocal no.
He said no. All right, Jed Lowry. Fine. You convinced me.
You want Lowry? You don't want Lowry. Okay.
Boy, I know that's unrealistic.
No, well, of course.
But you are right that if you want to find a negative games,
that's been it.
The bullpen past Edwin Diaz.
Yes.
And even Familia, because Familia's been fine. He just hasn't been used.
I said it's really been Lugo and Gazelman more than anything else.
But the beautiful thing is, and one of the guys that needs to step up, and I think there's going to start to be more attention towards that, is Noah Syndergaard. If you're going to get seven innings out of your starting pitching, it does take the onus off needing all of these outs from your bullpen. Now, Noah Syndergaard has a lot of hype. He's got a sexy fastball. He's got the nickname. He's got everything. Now what we need to see, Joe, is consistency.
No, without question.
We need to see 32 starts, and we need to see Syndergaard pitch to the level of what he's capable of.
Mm-hmm.
And so why not this afternoon against the Washington Nationals? But it goes hand in hand. If the Mets starting pitching is going to go deep into games, it takes the pressure off this bullpen.
Of course.
You're not going to need Tim Peterson and Luis Avalon to get too many outs.
Unfortunately, last night, we got great starting pitching with seven innings from Jake. And you still had to, sweat out the bullpen.
You did, Joe, but think about this. Getting six outs, a lot different than needing 12 outs.
Or nine.
Or nine.
No, you're right about
it. For that matter.
You're right.
We'll obviously do a lot of Mets today. We are from Citi Field. The great Keith Hernandez will join us.
Great Keith Hernandez.
Later on in the show. And we will get to the Yankees.
Great Eddie Coleman, too.
Eddie C., he's pretty great himself.
Yep.
He'll join us.
The Yankees actually struck out more times last night than Jake had strikeouts.
Well, they made history yesterday at Yankee Stadium. And if you ask Aaron Boone, the reason was because of the shadows.
The shadow do?
Yeah.
I see.
It was the shadow do. So we'll get to the Yankees because they deserve to be beaten up a little bit as they had a very disappointing homestand to start this season. We've got Yankee tickets to give away. Plenty of time for your telephone calls at 877-337-6666. We are home.
Yes.
We are back
indeed.
Again.
Indeed. And the ballpark looks great, by the way. Let me say that, too.
All spruced up.
Oh, my God.
It's got the opening week paint, you know, to the left and right of home plate. It's got the red, white, and blue bunting, which I love to see.
Yep.
The retired numbers are glistening.
Glistening.
In left field.
Indeed.
It's opening day on a sunny day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.